The Department of Veterans Affairs does not endorse or officially sanction any entities that may be discussed in this podcast, nor any media products or services they may provide.
Hello, and welcome to the Department of Veterans Affairs Digital Media Engagement Interns podcast. This podcast will focus on the experience and work of various interns through the Digital Media Engagements team who are working with us as part of the Virtual Student Federal Service Internship here within the Department of Veterans Affairs. This podcast is two interns having a conversation about their experiences in order to highlight the work as well as encourage application to this program and friendship amongst the interns. So please join us as we highlight and get to know just some of the many interns as a part of our program. Thank you for listening.
Today I have Erin with us. She is a senior sociology major at Bull Lake College. She's currently involved in two internships, one here with the VA as a graphic design division officer, and the other with the Wisconsin State Public Defender's Office in Janesville, Wisconsin. She splits time with schoolwork and her internships and her job doing graphic design for the school library and as a freelancer. When she's not working, she's reading, drawing, taking a run or a walk, playing video games. She loves music and is currently a part of her a cappella group on campus and is involved in collegiate choir and voice lessons. She wants to pursue a joint JDMSW and eventually work on rehabilitating people in the criminal justice system and the system itself. So that is quite the resume. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Erin. So you do a lot.
Yeah.
First question, do you sleep?
I do sleep. I have to.
I also juggle two internships and everything else, so I understand the grind. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. So how did you get into graphic design?
Actually, in high school, I did like a lot of like sketching and like physical, like pencil, normal quote-unquote art. And then I was just like playing around with Pixlr. I think people still use that, like the free thing. And there's my drawing teacher was like, have you tried graphic design stuff? And I was like, no. So she told me to sign up for a graphic design class that next semester because our high school had like tons of extracurriculars, which is really nice. So I did that and ended up really falling in love with it. And then I kind of got away from it in college towards the beginning. And then my sophomore year, I was looking for a job because I was just kind of done working at the coffee shop. IT had an opening and I applied for it. And then in that interview, my boss now like asked me like, do you do any like graphic design stuff? We really need somebody to fill that gap. And I was like, actually, yeah. So then I got back into it and now it's kind of just been like my little hobby that also gets me some coin since then. So yeah.
That's a good gig. I love that. Okay. So outside of graphic design work, you are a sociology major and want to work in the criminal justice system, which is so cool. You study sociology and your side hobby is graphic design. How did you end up at the VA doing graphic design for us?
Well, it was actually kind of funny. My uncle sent me a Facebook message and it was like, I don't know if it was DME or if it was like the VA, but somebody had reposted like, hey, apply for this internship. And he thought of me because like I post my like graphic, I have like a graphic design Instagram account and stuff, and a lot of my family members follow it. So a lot of them know that I like do it on the side, but he saw that and he was like, some of them are looking for graphic designers and like, I know you want to work with veterans too. So I've got like a lot of aspirations, but anyway, so I saw that and then he was like, you should apply. And I was like, all right. So I applied and then I got it and I was like, well, cool. So then I had this internship, but it definitely was not like a planned out forethought thingy. So, which is kind of fun. I don't know. I kind of like happenstance stuff like that. So.
Yeah, no, me too. I don't think that's what most people get in their inbox when their uncle sends them a Facebook message, but I'm glad that worked out for you. So what exactly do you do for us? What projects are you working on? What kind of things do you do during your time with the VA?
I started with like VODs. I think everybody starts with doing the VODs. I actually, when I like started, I think it was September, but there were not like a ton of VODs that needed graphics, which was like, well, crap, I need to get like three in before I can like do other stuff. Not really can, but like, I don't know. They encourage it. So instead of waiting around for some to pop up, I decided just to like find some vets to interview. So I went on like a bunch of like Facebook groups for like Wisconsin and like Michigan and just like states I've lived in slash already been involved with like VA centers and like VFWs at. So I joined those groups and I put like a little post in there and I was like, hey, anybody want to get interviewed for like the VA's like Vantage Point blog? Like it's super easy. You just get a little profile about you because we're thankful for your service. So, and I got a bunch of people that way, which is cool. Cause I think like I gained a lot more in that sense than I would have if I had just stuck strictly to graphics and not tried to like seek anybody out to interview. So like I have like some like vet friends now and like some of them in front of me on Facebook and it's like cute because I like checking in with me and be like, hey, how are your graphics going? And I'm like, they're going good. Like, how are you doing? So start with that. Yeah. And then after doing the VODs for a while, I moved on to the content calendar graphics. I think that's kind of my happy spot. And then logos, because I already had done that. So I did one for the Center for Women's Veterans. I think it's like my favorite logo I've done so far. And I'm working on your guys's. So that's coming up this week. I have drafts done. I just got to send some to you and Jonathan. So
yeah, sweet. We can talk about that after this.
It sounds like you've done work with veterans before. What is your background with working with veterans prior to interning at the VA?
Yeah, so my dad actually was in the Army for 27 years, I think, 26, 27. But through that, we would like go to VFWs a lot as like a family, just to kind of like hang out with his dudes. And like, I'd get to like meet other Army brats and stuff. So in high school, I did like a lot of like volunteering with VFWs. There was a nursing home especially that had like a lot of vets. And it wasn't even that I was like specifically like looking for vets at that point, but I just realized it was a population I really enjoyed like talking to and working with. So, cause kind of like my flip side to wanting to do like criminal justice type stuff, I really want to work with like veterans and like do social work and just like talk to vets and like make them feel heard. Cause I feel like half the time, especially in the interviews I did like at the beginning of this internship, it just feels like a lot of the issue is just not being heard. And like some of them are just like freaking lonely and they have no one to talk to about like what's going on. So even just like being able to like hop on Zoom and be like, hey, like, how are you doing? I feel like means a lot for like a lot of them, which I think is something not everybody like considers such like a small thing you think, but it's like really big for a lot of them. So
growing up as an Army brat, have you learned anything about the veteran experience or about the VA on the flip side of this? So working now interning for the VA that you did not know prior or that you didn't appreciate before?
I think it's always been kind of a double-edged sword because like while there is like a lot of service and a lot of good like the VA does, I always think there's room for improvement. Just especially having seen like how my dad was getting back from being deployed and like a lot of the like issues that came up with that not being immediately addressed by like the VA or like easily addressed by like reaching out to them and kind of like having to go through all of these like hoops, for lack of a better word. I think it's gotten better now, but I do think that like the screening process on the other end of like coming back from being deployed needs to be better, which is why as social work wanting to do, I feel like I could help that, or I hope to help that, just because I don't think like people are going to be like, yeah, I'm struggling, you know, especially after you've been like literally like stuck with your comrades doing like, pardon my French, but like for like years, months, whatever, you're not going to come home and be like, yeah, like my feelings are like brought. So so yeah.
True. So what has been your favorite project that you've worked on for the VA so far?
I think I've been most like proud of like the graphic I did for Navy birthday, which will make my dad like roll over because he's a freaking Army man. But Army just won the game, so you know. Sorry, sailors. But anyway, yeah, that graphic was really fun to make.
Sorry, Dom.
It's okay, he knows. That graphic was really fun to make because I like found this like vintage photo of like a Navy vessel and I was just like, that would look sick as like a vintage postcard. So then I had like this vision and then I did it and I looked really good, like in my humble opinion, but I was super proud of that. So I'd like to do it again. Like I'm hoping to do something similar, if not better, for Army birthday, you know. So if I'm not in the internship, so I think those are in June and we finish in May. Maybe I'll just do something preemptively, you know, be done a month early. So
that's awesome. Just for dad, right?
Right. No, for real. Gotta have the balance.
Of course, of course. So what has been your favorite thing about the internship so far?
I think honestly connecting with veterans like has been my favorite part, just because like there's no one similar experience among all of them. And like I'm such a people person. So being in a freaking pandemic, I can't go out. I can't go talk to people. I can't go like hang out with people as normal. So I get most of my like human interaction through like Zoom and stuff. So having like being able to like connect with these vets and have like interviews and like not that they have to talk to me, but I have a reason to be like, hey, do you want to talk to me? Because I have like a real interview thing for you. So I get to have like people time. But no, I think honestly, like the people, like between the veterans and then also like my supervisors and like people like you that I've like met through, it's just like cool to see everybody have like their own like niche within like such a big overarching like system, and how all of our little individual parts like come together to make like a really cool final product, final products. So
yeah, no, it is. It is really fun. It's crazy the amount of, I was talking to Dom the other day and he said over the course of the internship, we've completed over, I want to say 200,000 hours of work, which is insane, the amount of things that we've done. But what are some of your goals for the rest of your time for the internship? Like, what do you want to keep doing?
Oh man, I know that I want to like keep doing like the good graphic stuff. I need to get to another like Navy birthday graphic. I feel like that's like my like peak that I've like kind of, I got to again with Veterans Day. And then since then, I just kind of like riding the wave. So half of that's been finals though. So now that that's over, hopefully I can like breathe a little bit. But also, like you said, probably no two internships. So it's like, eh, breathing. We'll see.
Oh yeah.
but yeah, so that for sure. I think maybe too, I'd like to get back to see if I can interview some more veterans. The two groups that I like had talked to though, I feel like I kind of got everybody out of those. And not that it's like they're small, it's just like a lot of vets in them are a little like suspicious of like a 22-year-old being like, hey, I want to interview, but I don't actually have a VA email and I don't actually work for the VA, but I'm an intern and I volunteer for them. So do you want to talk to me? And then they're like,
yeah, I've definitely got that working with natives. It's a whole different experience. I mean, it's just sometimes the internet access is a little spotty and then you're like, hi, I am a 20-something VA intern who would like to interview for this podcast. And they're like, I don't know what's happening. So
right.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. Sometimes our credibility is a little bit questioned by veterans. Rightfully so, 100% justifiable, but it does happen.
But I think like it's nice when you come over that and you're able to like make a friend on the other end of it. I had one vet who was like, did not trust that I was a real person. And I was like, you can call me on the phone. I was like, we can talk before like I do the interview with you if you want. So we did. We talked for like an hour and he was so sweet. And then even after that, now he keeps emailing me and I'll send him email back. He's like, I'm doing good. Just finished finals. He's like, hey, he's like, well, me and Piper, that's his dog. He loves his dog and they're so cute. Oh my gosh. It's like adorable.
It's so fun. I know. I think I've been given an unofficial stay in like Oklahoma. I could go hang out in Kansas, like pick a city at this point. And somebody's like, when you're here, you're more than welcome to let me know. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's a thing, man. Human connection. I think that's like
we all miss it. Mm-hmm. We all miss it. And I think that the people that miss it the most are our age group and some of the older veterans. So I've become pals with this 110-year-old woman from Kansas who's a World War II vet.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
The oldest living female veteran.
Wow.
Who is also native. She and I are friends now. It's a great time. So what are your goals for after the internship?
I know that I want to go to law school, get my JD, and start working within the system to get stuff changed. It's like hard too though to like imagine all that, because I have like both a lot of people who are like, you can do whatever you want to do, and the people who are like, you realize how hard that is, right? Like, you're one person. But I'm like, I'm gonna do it. So yeah, so I know like I have big aspirations, and like I think for me, like if I don't change anything big, if I at least like change like one person's life and like give them like,
yes, exactly,
a fair fighting chance at like living the life they want to lead, then like I've done a good job. So yeah, because I want to work with like inmates and people who are like looking at possibly like getting into the system, keeping them out hopefully, and then working with veterans and like helping them navigate the VA, but also have someone to talk to if I go the social worker route. I want to go both, but you know.
You never know. You never know. So clearly you're a very talented graphic designer. What do you want to do with that? Is this something post-internship that's just going to get put to the side? Is it you're going to do freelance work on top of everything else? Like, what is your plan to do that? Do you want to continue using that?
I would like to work for nonprofits or like cater to nonprofits and like help them like grow grow like a social media presence or like get better logos or like better flyers or whatnot. I really enjoyed working for like Center of Women's Veterans. So like I think maybe like veteran like nonprofits and stuff. So I think I'm gonna probably end up doing graphic design stuff, be like a side hustle hobby that makes me some money, but I don't know if it could be a full career at this point. That'd be lovely. It'd be lovely if it could be, but I also don't know if I'm cut out for the starving artist life because I like to eat, so no.
The starving artist with the lottery.
So I don't know what I want to do with that. Like, I know, I don't know. I want to change stuff. So I'm like, I need power. Who has power? Lawyers. I don't know. So.
You know what? Go for it, man. Go for it. So what is your advice to a new intern who has just started in the program?
I would say just like try everything, try something of everything. You'll figure out what fits and what you like very quickly. Cause like, I don't know, I love like doing VOD graphics, but like I got pretty bored after a while. So I was glad I found like content calendar. Cause like, I think there's more creativity involved with doing those and it helps me.
So for people who don't know, can you explain what content calendar is?
Yeah. So basically if there's like a big holiday, anniversary, or a birthday for like anything involving like armed forces or like the VA or like government organizations, like we have like a post that we make to like celebrate that. Navy birthday would be one, Veterans Day, when AMVETS was founded, stuff like that. We have people do like caption writers, back checking, like to make sure all the years and whatnot are correct. And then have people do the graphics. So there's like an Instagram graphic and a Facebook graphic. And that just kind of is like, here's a thing we're celebrating. So those are what I like doing.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like it would be fun. So just put yourself out there for all of it. What do you hope to have accomplished by the end of this internship?
I hope to have made some like good connections that I can continue to refer back to with like either life help or like employment help, direction help. I too also hope to have made some friends by the end of it that I can be like, hey, I'm in your city. We should meet up in person for the first time. Haha.
Remember that person you used to Slack periodically? Hello.
Right.
So you're a department officer, right? What does that look like? Like, what does a department officer do?
I do less than like department heads for sure. But I think my thing is I just like get nitpicky with like graphics. So I'll like go through boards and like check out graphics that have been done. And then whoever the like, designer is, like if there's something I'm like, hey, like the shadow, you can see like an edge where like it's not connecting to the cutout in front of it. Make sure that lines up. Or if there's a issue with layout, I'll like Slack between me and other interns who have talked about design stuff and like where to change things and make stuff better. So I think it's mainly like me checking out graphics and being like, do they meet standards? Do they look okay? What can be changed to make them look better? But as far as checking out weekly reports and everything, that's out of my.
So what would you say is the biggest thing you have learned from being a part of the internship so far?
I would say time management. I think I was already decent at that because I'm like, I do too much to not be good at time management.
Yeah, sometimes it's less time management and more of you're forced into it.
Yeah. So I think kind of reinstating of that, like, yes, like be good at managing time. I think communication also too, I've gotten like not better, but like I've realized ask questions. It's okay to, if you're confused about something, bring it up. If like something needs to be done, bring it up. If something isn't looking good, bring it up. So I think just not being afraid to like reach out to like my supervisors and be like, yo, this thing looks whack, man.
Advocate, advocating for yourself and your team. Totally. Tell me a fun fact about yourself as we wrap this up. Something, man.
I sing, which people tend to just guess because I like do like nah on words and stuff. Like I don't even realize I'm doing it. And people are like, why are you like just singing? And I'm just like, I don't know. But I'll like literally do that. So I don't know. I have two cats. One of them is the son of the devil and the other one is a little angel. So
what are their names?
Loki, which is why I screwed up because we named him Loki. So obviously he was going to be like chaotic little man.
Of course.
And then Luna is our little girl who's chill. I actually have Loki locked up because I knew if I had him out, he would try to go for my computer. He really knows when I'm on Zoom. He'll just like try to end it as soon as possible.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this interview.
Of course.
It was so great to have you, and I'm sure that listeners will learn a lot about the internship and enjoy this episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the DME Interns Podcast. We hope you learned something about your fellow interns, more about our program, and that you come back and listen to us soon. Have a great rest of your day.